Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I am Madison Timmons.
I'm Chris Soucy.
And we're paranormal specialists who live in the most haunted city on Earth, Savannah, Georgia. Every day is Halloween in our line of work, so join us as we spin true tales of haunts, murders, and disturbing Savannah history. I'm Madison.
I'm Chris.
And welcome to the most haunted city on Earth. Hello, and welcome back to another episode of The Most Haunted City on Earth. My name is Madison Timmons.
I'm Chris Soucy.
And I have a camera angle now.
Yeah, he finally decided to show up on camera.
Yeah.
You were hiding for so long.
I was. And then we were literally just talking about this. We put out Google Forms on twice a year on Patreon to see what the Parajunkies like. You know, what's working for them, what isn't. How can we do better? And multiple people were like, I don't like that JT's a disembodied voice. It's weird. So I was like, all right. I'm fixing it. Camera angle.
In all our videos, we put like a picture of him up, so it looked like he died.
He's talking from the ether.
It does look like it.
Remembering JT, dead.
When he got killed at the Conjuring House. Right.
Yeah, killed at the Conjuring House.
Supposedly.
Haunted in more ways than one.
Yes. No, for sure.
But yes, anyway, so welcome y'all to another episode. Today we're going to play a little game.
Boom, boom, boom.
I want to play a game.
No, Jigsaw, no.
If you saw Jigsaw.
Here it comes.
I want to play a game.
That's the new Jigsaw, okay?
I won't play a game. But you want to?
He's wearing a pig mask, and I'm like,
I would like it if you wanted to play a game with me.
That's literally what he sounded like.
It's true.
Like,
he was trying his piglet. True. He was being piglet.
He sounded like the pigs from Shrek. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like, I would like to play a game. That's British. That's not even German. We are playing.
Oh, wait. I thought we were playing the pig voice game. Is it not the pig voice game?
It's not. No, we have a cauldron.
Boom. That was loud. Focus now.
Ooh. That was for Debria's editing purposes because she's going to do some fun stuff to it.
Hello.
But anyways,
sorry.
No, he wanted to see how deep it was.
Yes. It's a never-ending cauldron.
It is. But yes, we have a cauldron today because if you didn't know, we're going to Waverly Hills.
Waverly Hills.
What? Like Debria. Did you not see the thing that Debria?
I did see it.
Debria.
Waverly Hills.
When Debria showed me that, I was like, yo, dude, like, you are so good at what you do.
So ridiculous. But, yeah, we're going to Waverly Hills, and that is in Louisville, Kentucky. If you didn't know, now you know. And so, until we go there, obviously, we're going to do a deep dive into Waverly Hills and all that. We did, like, a little gloss over. But we are going to talk about Kentucky ghosts and things. Specifically for today, Kentucky cryptids
of Kentucky.
Oh yeah.
So I have researched, I think it's like 8 maybe cryptids and that reside in the Kentucky region. Now I will say there is a little bit of crossover with these cryptids in some other states, but every single one of these cryptids have claim to Kentucky in some capacity. Mm-hmm. So there's that. So we're gonna draw a cryptid from the cauldron, and then we will discuss what that cryptid is.
Fantastic.
And then we'll just keep going eventually with this little series until we run out of cryptids to talk about.
Yeah. Well, there you go.
Yeah.
So
I think it's a fun idea.
I think it's a very fun idea.
Yep.
But before we get into that, so yes, we're going to Waverly Hills. Obviously, like we've talked about a million times, really good time to become a parrot junkie because you are going to get all the access to all the fun things when we are investigating Waverly Hills.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, all the really cool stuff that we did at the Conjuring House. That was really awesome. And on Patreon now, the 360 videos that we made are up on YouTube for the public now, a couple of them.
You don't need a VR set.
You do not need a VR set.
You just need a cell phone. You can even use a computer. It's really cool. You get to see all of the different things in the Conjuring. It's like being there.
Right. Yes. And if you want those ad-free, they are on Patreon, but everybody else can access them on YouTube now. So definitely go check this out. They're very fun and spooky. But yeah, and then before last thing before we get into it is if you saw, we came out with a Valentine's card that had a squonk on it.
Yes.
Squonk.
And there will be more squonk merch coming with this design.
Squonk. Yes. And we have a artist note, actually, from the creator of the squonk image, who is Elle. So we wanted to read it real quick. But hi, my name is Elle. You may recognize me as the unofficial zoologist in the parajunkie community. I am a student in the Warnell School of Forestry and Natural Resources at the University of Georgia, studying wildlife sciences. Go dog. Sorry, not sorry, JT.
Yeah, okay.
Uh-huh. She wrote it, not me. Sorry. I love the ocean, animals, and paranormal, especially cryptids and cryptozoology. See a theme here? I love squonks as they kind of remind me of pangolins. I don't know.
Yeah, pangolins. No, they definitely remind me of pangolins.
They're kind
of
like armadillos.
Yeah, they're kind of like armadillos.
Big, big, oversized.
They have scales.
Yeah.
That's scaly. Really cute.
Mammalizarids.
Yes.
Well, pangolins. According to our resident unofficial zoologist, Elle, it is one of her favorite mammals, as they always look so sad and awkward in the cutest way. So this piece was so much fun to make. The piece is designed to look like a tarot card or a trading card. You pick your interpretation and depicts a squonk crying in the moonlight. Same girl, same. Aww. Along with the squonk, I chose to emphasize eastern hemlocks in the background and mountain laurel in the foreground. Why? Well, eastern hemlock and mountain laurel are the state tree and flower of Pennsylvania.
Indeed.
Respectively.
Nice. Gosh, she's good.
Mm-hmm.
She's so thoughtful. Good.
Thinking it through.
Yes.
A true artist.
I love to add nods at native flora and fauna to my pieces. And we look forward to seeing more of flora and fauna and squonks and cryptids from you, Elle.
Indeed.
So, yes.
This is true.
Yes. So go check
Keep
out.
Keep an eye out on these Kentucky cryptids.
Right. Exactly.
Future inspiration.
So speaking of Kentucky cryptids, Chris.
Yes.
Go ahead.
I shall reach into the... Oh, my God! No, it's all right. It's fine. Don't worry. There's nothing in there that hurt my hand. Oh, I agree too. All right. So, devil monkeys.
Oh, yes. I was hoping we'd pull...
What is the devil monkey?
Devil monkey.
Devil monkey.
Okay.
It says it all right there. All you really need
exactly
is,
what you expect.
Is a good old-fashioned devil monkey.
So I'm going to scroll on down. Give me 2 seconds.
And in many occasions, when you run into a monkey where it's not supposed to be, it will be alarming, and you will find yourself going, devil monkey. Devil monkey!
Do they, is it like, let me think, like monkeys from hell, kind of like Wizard of Oz?
When I was in South America, I was actually warned of the devils in the trees, and it turned out to be tamarin? These red, fiery-looking monkeys.
They're really sweet-looking,
No, they steal is the thing. Mm. They come down and they take your stuff.
They're thieves.
They're thieving little tree rats.
So cute,
they're very not cute. Well, tree actually, rats.
They're very serious faces. Yeah. Like, you look at them and they're like, what? And you're like, oh, I'm sorry. Am I intruding? They're like, yes.
Yes, from my stealing practices.
So real quick, before we get started, Alyssa Medina... one of our bear junkies will be in Georgia and trying to visit Savannah in a week.
Oh,
that's
pretty
cool.
Great.
And Monique is actually, let's see, she's from Kentucky.
Oh, Well, there you go.
Excellent.
Well, she's Monique, you get to tell us if you've ever encountered any of these cryptids.
Such as devil monkeys.
Such as devil monkeys. So devil monkeys are a part of North American folklore, particularly in the regions of Appalachia in the southeastern United States. They are described as cryptids, creatures whose existence is suggested but not supported by mainstream science. And here's a detailed overview of the devil monkey lore.
Dun, dun, dun.
Mm-hmm.
So, I hail Satan.
Basically. So devil monkeys are typically described as large dog-like primates with powerful hind legs similar to kangaroos, which allow them to leap great distances. They are often reported to have dark, shaggy fur, sharp pointed ears, and a bushy tail.
Weird.
It's kind of cute.
Sounds like a giant squirrel.
It kind of does sound like a giant squirrel. Well, I mean, you said tamarins, so it's just a giant tamarin. Their faces are sometimes described as being similar to that of a baboon with large glowing eyes and prominent teeth or fangs.
Yeah, ooh. And baboons are nightmares.
They are. They are
some of
horrifying.
They're the scariest things on earth. You do not want to come face to face with a baboon.
You do not. So some of their behavior, these creatures are often reported to be aggressive and fast. Eyewitnesses account usually describing them as screaming or making other loud, unsettling noises, which sounds like a monkey.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen a howler monkey?
Yeah.
That was a really impressive howler monkey.
Insanely good howler monkey. Oh my gosh.
I could hear that for 2 miles away.
Yeah, wow. That's true. Yeah. There you go.
That was so good.
But they are said to attack pets and livestock and are often blamed for leaving behind mutilated animals.
So they're carnivorous.
They are. Like a chupacabra.
Kind of chupacabra-y.
Yeah.
Chupacabra-ish.
This is actually given Chris's story. He told like a year and a half ago now. It's crazy that I can actually say that. It was like at the beginning of the podcast when you talked about Bigfoot here.
Yeah, being, Fort Stewart.
Being
An escaped primate.
I'm like wondering.
Because there was Chico's.
Yes.
Chico's Monkey Farm.
Or was it Chi-Chi's?
Or Chi-Chi's. Yeah, maybe Chi-Chi's. It was on the Highway 17. They had gorillas. They had... primates. People have actually seen monkeys all around that region, that area, which is just like 20 miles south of here.
Yeah, and it's like super dense forest,
yeah,
right?
Mm-hmm. Super dense forest. Like crazy
a lot
dense.
Of land.
Right, exactly. Yeah. And the one of the reports that that comes across is, you know, something walking on its hand, you know, like...
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm like, that's a gorilla. That's not a Bigfoot.
Well, yeah.
Bigfoot's not walking on his hands. But we call them big hands.
That is true. Big knuckles.
Big knuckle. Knuckle tracker.
Knuckle track. Some sightings of the devil monkeys have been reported over several decades, with a notable increase in the 1950s and 1970s.
That's noteworthy because of the amount of animal testing.
Right.
That was going on in that period on cosmetics, on, you know, all kinds of scientific ventures, medicines, pharmaceuticals, all that stuff. As a matter of fact, we have Monkey Island right off the coast of Georgia that you can actually go and see these monkeys that are on this island right off the coast of South Carolina. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So these aren't – this isn't that far-fetched.
No.
No, no.
Not at all. Okay.
And those monkeys were actually brought from a South American facility, and they were afraid that some of the diseases that they were carrying could infect the if they ever got out. So they put them on this island because monkeys don't swim, or these monkeys don't swim.
That's true.
Huh.
But yeah, long, long legend of the area is people getting on their boats and going out to Monkey Island.
Wow. Want to see some monkeys on an island.
Monkey on an island.
So
Georgia's got it all.
And we always thought that it was abandoned. That was another thing. The legend suggests that it was an abandoned facility that the monkeys overran. So I was telling this story on another podcast, and they looked it up right there, and they're like, oh, no, it's still a facility where they test monkeys, where they still have ongoing
–
because these monkeys have a variety of diseases, and they're just watching the progression of these diseases on these various monkeys.
Wow.
Because there's like, you know, colony after colony after colony.
And where'd you say it was again?
It's right off the coast.
Of Georgia.
Of Georgia.
Yeah.
Well, I guess it's technically South Carolina.
Oh, okay.
You know, because in the Savannah River, kind of splits Georgia from South Carolina. So it's on the South Carolina side, but it's kind of very easily navigable from Tybee, that area.
This place never ceases to amaze me. Like with what's the island? I'm blanking on it, but the island with all the pigs, like it's very Ossabaw. The special Ossabaw pigs. Yep. And we also have that spot with the little deers. Yep.
Yes. That's
that's in South Carolina.
Dufusky.
Dufusky. It's just like the Broken Arrow. Mm-hmm.
There's a nuclear warhead in the you know, right off the coast of Tybee here.
It's so cool. Oh, we have the only, we've talked about this on the podcast before, we have the only dolphins that eat on land.
That's right. Come up on land.
They're horrifying.
Where the hell are we? This is crazy.
They should be, L, you should be studying here.
Apparently. Yeah. Yeah, L, be studying here.
Yeah.
Because you got oceans and creepy creepies.
Yes, exactly. Creepy creepies. But yeah, so some of the reports of these devil monkeys have come from various states, including Virginia, Tennessee, and Arkansas. Huh. Now, one of the most famous incidents occurred in Saltville, Virginia, but we're not going to get into that too much because
it's in Virginia.
It's in Virginia.
Yeah.
Maybe for another time.
When we do the Virginia cryptids.
Exactly.
We'll get on that.
So in 1959, just a brief thing, was where witnesses described seeing a strange ape-like creature that attacked their car.
Oh.
So.
Well, even like the skunk ape in Florida seems to be some kind of primate most likely escaped from
That's
some
not surprising.
Kind of facility. Right, you know.
It's Florida.
Florida's full of quasi-zoos. They're not really zoos. Yeah. They're like just places where people have weird animals.
I grew up down the road from Carol Baskin.
See, there you go.
So,
you
I literally lived like 10 minutes away from that place. Yeah. I have photos of me as a child with Carol Baskin's like.
Carol Baskin murdered her husband right next to you. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, it's so cute.
Didn't they recently find him?
Did they?
No, did they?
I don't
say things that like this. If you...
I don't know. Okay. I could have sworn that somewhere in the last year.
I'm going to go into a tiger hole.
Don't get me lit. Okay.
JT, look it up.
Okay, I'm looking it up right now.
Okay.
Oh, you don't have to do it now.
Oh, I'm doing it now.
Okay,
well, anyway,
we're continuing on with monkeys.
Yes, so some of the encounters that people have claimed with when you do encounter the devil monkey, it's usually a sudden and brief sighting. Many devil monkey encounters are characterized by their suddenness and brevity. Witnesses often report unexpectedly seeing a creature that moves quickly and disappears rapidly, usually in a rural or wooded area. Makes sense for a monkey.
Sure.
Sounds like
or
monkey
any
behavior.
Wildlife, really, when it comes down to it. Most wildlife doesn't stick around when you start chomping near it.
Right. And they do have aggressive behavior. So reports also frequently describe devil monkeys as being particularly aggressive. I mean, it kind of comes with the territory with the name, but
they're devil monkeys.
There are attacks or accounts of them attacking livestock, pets, and in some cases even threatening humans. Their attacks are also often characterized by their ferocity. So witnesses typically describe the devil monkeys as having dog-like features, but with primate characteristics, particularly noting their powerful legs and ability to leap great distances. And so, I think that's a pretty noticeable creature, to say the least.
Sure. Although, in a panic, in the mountainous regions, we do have mountain lions.
That is true.
And we do have like bobcats and mountain lions, and they're strangely ferocious. And people kind of forget that the large cats of America can just chomp you.
That's true. Yeah.
Because I think we underestimate how powerful just a regular house cat is. But, you know, you times that house cat by, you know, 5 or 10. That's a beast.
I'm horrified of my Maine Coon getting any bigger than she already is.
Yeah, that's a big cat. Her Maine Coon cat is
she's
huge.
Not even fully grown yet. Her name's Gilly Doo. I messed up.
You really did. Well, we really did.
Yeah.
Oh, my.
Actually, I think it was my idea.
It was your idea.
Oh, God.
If you don't know, here's your Faye Daddy moment.
Oh.
Gilly Doos are a Celtic mischievous Faye creature. And we named our cat after it. And boy, did it fit.
Yep. Like a glove. Mm-hmm. Like a glove.
When you name things, they live up to their names.
So. I know.
It's true. But yes, back to the monkeys. So encounters often also include in descriptions of the creatures making loud, disturbing noises. These vocalizations are oftentimes described as screams or shrieks. which contribute to the frightening nature of the encounters.
Again, going into the mountain lions.
Right.
Have you ever heard a mountain lion scream? It sounds like a woman screaming at the top of her lungs like she's being murdered.
Yes. Absolutely. Same thing with the fox, too.
Fox.
Yeah, when you ask, what does the fox say? The fox says,
Chris is just scaring the bejesus out of everybody driving today.
Like, actually put a lid on your coffee this time.
Imagining Debria with a headset on.
That's exactly
in
it.
The middle of it, and then all of a sudden, high-pitched screaming.
Exactly. So there also are vehicular encounters, and these individuals encounter devil monkeys while driving with the creatures, either running across the road or even attacking vehicles, leading to more intense and frightening experience, because obviously you wreck your car if there's a monkey coming at you.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And regional concentration, while reports come from various locations, there seems to be a concentration in the Appalachia area in southeastern United States, suggesting a regional folklore element to these sightings.
Sure. But also, when you think about the sheer number of like roadside attraction like things,
right,
like Carol Baskin, like these, because it's very possible that somebody was like, I'm going to open a monkey farm. And he opens his little monkey farm, but nobody comes. He's like, well, I guess I'll just let him go.
Let them live in too.
I can't feed these monkeys. They'll feed themselves. They'll just get out there and feed themselves.
No roaming these hollers for all of eternity.
For all of eternity.
All of eternity.
I only let go four of them, but by next spring, there is 28 of them.
Oh, yeah. And there, so
the pair of junkies want to see a photo of Gil.
Of Gilly?
Of Gilly, so I'm doing it.
Yes.
Gilly.
Gilly do.
It's coming, y'all.
And when she's being bad, I call her Gillith.
Yes.
So, Gillith
do.
Her name is Gillith do. Now, some possible explanations. Skeptics often attribute devil monkey sightings to misidentification of known animals, which is very common with cryptid type sightings and things, such as mischievous or rabid dogs, bears, or large cats. The exaggerated kangaroo-like appearance could be the result of panic or the fleeing nature of the encounters. So some of the cultural impact, the devil monkey legend is a part of a broader tradition of American folklore involving mysterious creatures and has been featured in various cryptozoology and paranormal discussions like we are doing now.
What?
It also appears in regional storytelling and popular culture, contributing to the lore of the areas where sightings have been reported.
And there is Gilly.
And that is Gillith.
I'm showing the photo of her standing in front of the red light.
Wow. I call that her Yzma photo.
Yeah, she looks like Yzma.
She does. Wrong liver! The poison for Cusco. Cusco's poison. But anyways.
I don't even have that liver!
And then the last little thing about this, devil monkeys share characteristics with other cryptids worldwide, such as the Australian Yowie and the South American Chupacabra.
I thought the Yowie was more like a Bigfoot than like an animal.
Well, maybe
I might have to relook at the Yowie, because in my mind, I always thought of the Yowie as kind of a weird Bigfooty thing, not a jumpy hoppy thing.
A jumpy hoppy thing.
But it might be a jumpy hoppy thing. I'm not really that up on my
Australian. It's particularly in their elusive nature and the manner in which they are reported. That is your first cryptid of Kentucky.
All right.
The devil monkey.
A very strong one.
Yes. Devil monkeys are indeed devilish.
Devilish.
And monkey-like.
Jay, would you like to pull the next one?
I can't reach.
Okay. Chris,
here,
you pull.
Yeah. No. I'll shake. Shake. Maddie will pull.
Oh, all right.
And what have we got here?
The Barilla.
The what?
The Bearzilla?
Bearilla?
Bless you.
Bearilla? Bearzilla?
Bearzilla? Is it Bearilla? Oh, I always thought it was Bearzilla.
Hold on, maybe I'm
like
wrong.
Like Godzilla. Well, I mean, I don't know.
The Bearilla?
The Bearilla, like a gorilla bear.
Oh, the Barilla.
Yeah,
the Bearilla.
The Bearilla.
I always thought it was Bearzilla. Like
that's
Godzilla
even scarier.
And a bear.
It's like Cocaine Bear.
Yeah.
Cocaine Bear.
It's like... Kentucky is just so, like, it's so large and it's so vast that I do kind of believe that some of these cryptids can potentially exist.
Yep. So, Barilla, like a gorilla bear.
Yes.
Gorilla bear.
Also something to
not
note.
Not unlike like a devil monkey, really.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So something else to note, too, for those of you who are going to be commenting down below. They're like, where's Bigfoot? Where's Mothman? They're not here. You guys,
yeah, they're too common.
You guys know everything about these. I'm not going to tell you anything you don't already know about these
and
things.
Yes, they are in Kentucky.
Yes, they are in Kentucky as well. There have been Mothman sightings. There have been Bigfoot sightings. But I did not include them in this list because
and
we have Barilla.
Technically, the squonk can be found in the northeastern region of Kentucky.
Mm, interesting. Well, we have Barilla. And
well, we have Barilla.
Barilla. It sounds like a cheese.
It does.
Would you like a little Barilla with you?
It sounds like a soft cheese.
Yes, a soft cheese.
Yes.
Smear some Barilla on that.
So the Barilla is a lesser-known cryptid or mythical creature reported to exist in North America. It is not as widely recognized as other cryptids like Bigfoot or Loch Ness Monster, but it does have a place in the cryptozoological lore. And so here are some details about Barilla. So the Barilla is typically described as a large bear-like creature, hence the name, and with some characteristics reminiscent of a gorilla. Pretty straightforward.
Oh, there you go.
It often is depicted as having a massive muscular body covered in thick fur with long arms and a bear-like head.
Sounds like a bear.
Ooh. Sounds like a buff bear.
A buff bear. It's like, buff bear.
Go down to Build-A-Bear and make a buff bear.
Bear. The Barilla is typically described as a creature inhabiting remote, dense forests or mountainous regions, primarily in North America. It is often depicted as a nocturnal being, elusive and rarely seen. Also very Bigfoot-like.
Yeah. But also like bears.
Like bears, yeah.
Very, very bear-like.
And so in the folklore, the Barilla is often described as having a massive muscular body similar to a bear, but with more humanoid features. Hmm. It is said to have long, powerful arms like a gorilla and a large bear-like head. Its fur is often described as dark and thick, providing camouflage in dense forests. Like a bear that's been working out a lot.
It could just be a genetic
mutation.
Offshoot. Of bears that, you know, have evolved with characteristics that help them survive.
That makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Because it does. You know, you can encounter weird-looking bears. Have you ever seen a bear with mange?
Yes, they're horrifying.
It's one of the scariest things out there. Yep. If you saw that in the wild, you would naturally assume it was a monster of some type. Or a sloth with mange.
Yeah.
A sloth without fur? Scary. Scary, scary. But
it is.
You know, and if you saw it, I would definitely mark that down. I saw a monster today.
I saw a monster today. Had no fur, and it wanted to eat me.
Yes, obviously wanted to eat me. Moved very slowly, but wanted to eat me.
So Lorenzo is here with us, and Alex Machado said that Colonel DJ Wilkes is a lead singer of legendary Shack Shakers, and he did a DVD of the woods in Paducah, Kentucky that have a time slip, supposedly.
Ooh,
just a
we'll
side
note. We'll have
to note.
Look up for the time slip.
Yeah. Ooh. You know, Alex just always comes in with the zingers, like, like for real.
I like it. I like it a lot.
And Monique said, it's so buff, I just Googled it.
Now I got to look at it.
Hang on. Have to see the Barilla.
The Barilla.
Barilla.
And it is not a soft cheese. It is a rather hard bear. But the Barilla is in folklore is usually portrayed as a solitary creature. It's often depicted as being shy and avoiding human contact.
Oh, yeah.
Which contributes to its
this
elusive
is
nature.
Just a bear yelling, get to the chopper.
Oh, God.
Quite literally.
No, that literally just looks like cocaine bear.
It's I think they put a bear's head on King Kong.
Yeah,
in this picture.
They did.
Although he's buff.
He is very buff.
He's buff. He could have a career. And now there's a lot of pictures where they just put a bear's head on a gorilla.
Yeah, that's not it.
And that ain't it.
That's not it.
That's not what it's about.
There are rarely any tales of the Barilla being aggressive and less provoked, like a bear. Some aspects of the Barilla legend might be rooted in indigenous American folklore, where bears and other animals hold significant symbolic and spiritual roles. These stories often emphasize respect for nature and the creatures within it. The Barilla share similarities with those with other cryptids like Bigfoot, especially in the humanoid appearance and elusive nature. In some stories, it's considered a variant or a relative of these more well-known cryptids.
Sure.
Some modern accounts of Barilla sightings are rare, but they are typically involve hunters or hikers in remote areas who report seeing an unusual bear-like creature that doesn't fit the description of known wildlife.
Hmm. And it's very possible to see a bear and not fully understand what you're looking at.
Right.
You know, yeah. We have very set ideas in our heads. But animals are of different varieties, just like people. I mean, if you look at like a variety of dogs, you know, sometimes you'll come across a dog and be like, well, that dog can't be related to that dog. You know?
Yeah.
Just right. Because they're all dogs doesn't mean they have all these characteristics similarly.
Sure.
Exactly.
So there could be just bears out there that have, you know, weird bodies. You're going to give them a complex. that's why they're hiding. They're like, my body's so weird. Everybody's like, that's not a bear. I am a bear.
I'm sorry, I'm not fat and cute with tippy-tappy ears.
I was very upset to find out that bears eat people. Because growing up, bears were just cuddly things, right? Like, I used to go to the zoo, and there'd be, like, a polar bear, and the polar bear's always playing. It's always playing with something. It's, like, you know, very funny.
It's drinking Coca-Cola.
Grabs its feet and rolls around. Yeah. It's just a cute, giant, cute thing. And they're like, that's the most ferocious animal. It's like, what do you mean? It's like, it'll just eat you. I was like, what do you mean it'll eat me? It's like, polar bears eat people. It's like, no.
It will literally destroy you.
Yeah, it will turn you into paste and then eat the paste.
Yes.
So I'm like, oh,
sustenance.
No. So, yeah. I need people to go back and address this in every story where bears are cute and say, oh, by the way, they will eat you. They're not all cute and cuddly.
But if
that's my public service announcement, bears will eat you.
Bears will eat you.
But if not friend, explain these. Insert a photo of bear ears, Debria.
Well, and that's just it. You always see those things where people have befriended bears or trained bears.
Yeah.
And they're being like cuddled by giant bears. I was like, that bear is only a second away from eating you. Stop playing with the bears.
They like to live on the edge of things. But yes. So anyway, skeptics of the Barilla legend often attribute sightings to misidentifications of actual wildlife, such as bears, which can sometimes appear bipedal. Others suggest it could be a case of mass hysteria or folklore evolving from the tales of early settlers and indigenous myths. Encounters with creatures like the Barilla are usually reported in remote wilderness areas. Hikers, campers, and hunters in the dense forest or mountainous regions are the most common reporters of these sightings. They always find all the crazy stuff.
Right.
These encounters are often characterized by their suddenness and brevity. Witnesses typically report stumbling upon the creature unexpectedly, leading to a fleeting glimpse before the creature disappears into the wilderness. In these encounters, the creature is often described in a manner consistent with Barilla characteristics, a large bear-like body with humanoid features such as long arms and an upright posture.
Like Yogi Bear.
Yes.
A picnic basket.
Or the new Smokey Bear.
Oh, sure.
Have you seen what they've done to Smokey? Because it's kind of scary. He's really buff, like really a Barilla. Buff.
Yeah, he looks like a lumberjack.
He's Barilla. Yeah,
he's Barilla.
He's Barilla.
That's what
Smokey,
I picture.
Smokey the Barilla.
Smokey the Barilla. Wow. I can get behind that.
Yeah.
You know.
Only he can prevent protein misuse.
He's always worn like jeans and suspenders, right?
Yeah.
And you're like, where's your shirt? Smokey.
He's been hidden.
Why do you feel like the need to wear pants but no shirt? I'm confused.
He got sponsored by Prime Energy.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. He's like, Barilla.
But yes.
Do you even lift, bro?
But anyways, so reports often mention that the creature appeared more startled or curious than aggressive. There are seldom reports of a Barilla acting in a hostile manner unless it feels threatened. Witnesses usually report a sense of awe or fear following the encounter.
Sure.
Some may fair.
Really?
Yes.
No one was just tickled?
No. It was just such a delight.
Smokey the Barilla.
Yes.
Very indifferent to the entire thing.
Yes.
I saw an upright buff bear and all I was like, you think you're better than me?
Does he have the hat?
Maybe.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah. Some may report their experience to a local authority and share their story with friends and family, while others may keep it to themselves, fearing skepticism or ridicule. Now, different encounters may have slight variations in the description of the creature, reflecting the subjective nature of these sightings and the influence of individual perception. So, That is the Barilla.
The Barilla.
The Barilla. And I honestly thought it was Bearzilla. Like,
that's cooler.
In my brain. Because I thought it was just a giant bear.
Right.
Yeah.
And I know I've heard of Barilla before, but in my head, I must have just translated it to Bearzilla.
That makes sense.
So I'm always expecting, yeah, like, giant bear. Because also, like, it's easy to underestimate how large a bear can get.
Yeah.
Like a grizzly bear, very big thing.
Yeah.
It's ginormous.
Ginormous.
So, yeah.
Yeah. I completely agree.
Nothing I would want to run into.
Do we have
room for one more.
Room for one. There's always room for one more.
You guys.
I'm a shaking the cauldron.
Shake the cauldron.
Shake the cauldron. I've stirred the cauldron, and now out comes...
Ooh, Beast of Bullet County.
The Beast?
The Beast of Bullet County.
Wow.
That was my favorite country western song. The Beast of Bullet County.
I kind of like that name.
Right?
Yeah, it's
That's
nice.
A good name.
It's fantastic.
I'm just disappointed we didn't get Meth Hogs.
The Meth Hogs.
Meth Hogs is coming, y'all.
Just, you got to hold on.
We need Meth Hog merch.
If there's a cocaine bear, there's definitely going to be a Meth Hog. The Beast of Bullet County. It's like the Beast of Bray Road.
Yeah. The Beast of Bullet County.
It's very...
Bullet. Number one with a bullet, the Beast.
But it's not spelled like bullet how you would think.
No, it's got an I-T-T.
Oh, like the bourbon.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh.
From?
Bullet County.
Oh, really? Is it?
Where in tarnation is this Bullet County? No, I'm not looking at a map. I'm trying to get to my notes. Thank you, everybody, for bearing with me for a second.
For barreling.
Barreling me.
Only this is a beast. A beast.
A beast.
The great beast.
You can't hide forever, beast.
Aye, the beast with great red eyes that stare you down in the dark of night. And you think to yourself, I'm going to shite myself. Can I be true?
Apparently.
Apparently it could be true.
It could be true.
It's always a possibility that you will meet the beast.
Meth hogs.
We keep going back to meth hogs.
There's meth hogs here.
There'll be meth hogs here.
There do be meth hogs.
You just want to pull it up on your phone, baby?
Yeah, I'm just gonna do that.
It's just a lot of shirt. There's a lot of cryptids in there.
There's a lot of cryptids.
You did a lot of work.
Yes. All right.
Meth hogs.
Meth hogs.
Oh, perfect. Okay. So the beast. Bullet County.
Beast.
It is not a well-known or widely recognized cryptid in mainstream cryptozoology or folklore. However, Bullet County, located in Kentucky, has a history of local legends and ghost stories. Like many regions, it is possible that the Beast of Bullet County is a local legend or a lesser-known cryptid story specific to that area. Here's a general overview. So, nature of the beast. In local folklore, creatures like the Beast of Bullet County are often described as mysterious, elusive animals that elude capture and definitive identification. They may be portrayed as predatory or simply mysterious. Some physical description. Such beasts are typically described with features that are a mix of various known animals, sometimes with exaggerated characteristics like immense size, glowing eyes, or unusual sounds.
Ooh.
Yes.
Interesting.
The story of the beast could have originated from various sources, such as misidentified wildlife, historical events, or cultural stories. Local folklore often evolves from a blend of real animal sightings, myth, and cultural narrative. Now, the reports of this, of the encounters with the beast, would likely be anecdotal. Mm-hmm. With individuals claiming to have seen or heard something unusual and unexplained. These reports might include descriptions of strange noises in the woods, unidentifiable tracks, or fleeting glimpses of the creature.
Okay.
So it's usually in these like dense woods, you know, like where it's like one of those creatures where they're like, don't look up in the tree line.
Gotcha.
It's like one of those.
Did you hear your name? You didn't.
You didn't. Some encounters might include hearing unexplained noises or finding strange tracks in the wilderness. In the case of the beast, these could be howls, growls, or other animal-like sounds, and the tracks might be larger or different in shape from those of known local wildlife.
Okay.
And nobody wants to hear like low right. growling from the tree right? line.
Lord,
like
no.
if you're just walking around and you start to hear a low growl, that's just like the worst feeling.
It's exactly.
Like, it's over. It's over.
It is. And people in the area reputed to be home to a cryptid often report feelings of unease or being watched. This psychological aspect can be a significant part of encounters with these creatures, especially in the remote or wooded areas.
Indeed.
And such legends can have a significant impact on local culture, contributing to the area's lore and sometimes attracting interest from the outside community, including curiosity from cryptozoologists and paranormal enthusiasts. So there's not a ton on the beast.
Okay.
It
seems to be pretty elusive.
But it also right. seems to be that it changes
it
a
has,
lot.
It has a lot of changing, which gives it, you know, that shapeshifter.
Yeah.
But know, the way that it's indigenous depicted kind of is kind of like this werewolf.
That's straight up werewolf.
yeah.
Yeah.
However, oftentimes when you hear the beast, when they are using beast, like even the Beast of Bray Road,
yeah.
When they seek to create an image for it, they default to a werewolf.
Exactly.
You know, werewolf being yeah. this thing where we understand that it is that's not always looking like that. It's yeah. just, you know, the beast that we understand. It yes. has humanistic qualities. It's got animalistic qualities. But interesting that that a wide variety of creatures fall mm-hmm. under the moniker of Beast of Bullet County,
right.
suggesting that we are dealing with a shape-shifting entity.
Right. Well, and I think the craziest thing out of all of it is the tracks. Mm-hmm. Not yes. being – like, I mean, when you start to get into these rural communities that have a lot of hunters and things
they
like that.
They know their tracks.
They know their tracks. Yeah. So if there's people out there in that area that are like, don't know what that could be.
Right. Yeah.
Haven't seen a track like that. That's a little suspicious.
Right. You know, most competent hunters would be able to identify the tracks of the area that they're in. They would know
right.
what yep. animals are there, you know, because it's part of hunting is to know what animals are around. So, you know, identifying animal prints is really like
exactly.
par for the course of just hunting.
And honestly, it can be very unnerving if you're yeah. like,
if
well,
you're looking at it, well, I don't know.
And it's like 50 feet from my house. So that's cool.
So we'll end on two comments. Lorenzo asked, here's a question. Does it keep the bear height when it's on its hind legs, or does it get the shorter gorilla height? I'm talking about the bear. Right.
Ooh, interesting.
Does its rear legs kind of pull it up, or does it like squash it?
Ooh.
Squash it down.
Interesting. So
hard to say.
Hard to say, because I think it's more humanoid than it right. is gorilla. Because I think the gorilla aspects that it gets attributed are more so due to its long arms,
right,
and its movement.
Yep.
Right.
But I would say it's going to
almost puts it in a Sasquatch.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
scenario.
So my thought would be it would be more like a person standing up with a bear head, which
yeah. kind of. Also yeah. falls into dogman territory.
Yeah.
Because an interesting thing about a bear and a dog is they kind of have the same muzzle face,
mm-hmm.
you know, and so it's an easy get to go from dogman to maybe you saw a bear. Because like a lot of times when people talk about dogman, it's like, are you sure you didn't see a bear?
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, if a bear is standing on its hind legs and you're thinking that you're looking at a dog, you're like, something's wrong.
Something's wrong.
The only issue is that the gorilla and the dogman, you find them in different places. Because well, the dog man you find on the roof.
Oh, my Lord.
You know, and then.
He killed all mirth mm-hmm. here.
Everybody just
for shame.
Logged out.
For shame.
Well, good thing the episode's over.
And we end on a sour note.
Yes.
Well, Yo Serenity said, LOL, imagine a relaxation soundtrack that has growls, relaxing spa music with growls mixed in.
I'm all about that. Only because, like, you only want to be so relaxed. Like, every night.
All right.
But anyways, thank you guys so much for listening to this nonsense.
We always get nonsense.
We have yes. more in the cauldron.
Oh, we have coming. More, including meth hogs. Meth hogs
meth
are
hogs
in here.
Are in there. We promise.
Yes, and so you could hear about meth hogs. And I mean that kind of meth and hog. Yeah. And so
they're actually method acting hogs.
Yes.
They've studied and they really get into it.
Mm-hmm.
So
gracious. They do. They're the Breaking Bad hogs. So it's But yes.
Become the hog. Become the hog.
But thank you guys so much for listening to today's episode. If you have a ghost story you want to send to us, you can send it to ghostmail@hauntedcitypodcast.com. Mm-hmm. Also, we have merch on our website.
Merch.
And you can get those things on there, including Patrick and Jingles.
Yeah, yes.
Not them specifically, but things with their faces on it, which is cool. And there's some squonky stuff on there. And become a Parajunkie too if you like that sort of thing. So
Woot.
With that, my name is Madison Timmons.
I'm Chris Susie.
And stay spooky, y'all.